edition of NFL Hard Hits. And tonight, and I'm your host, Eric. My co-host tonight is Stevie from Unscripted Wrestling Show on Friday nights. How are you, Stevie?
Good. How are you, Eric?
I'm pretty good. Quinn's going to join us tonight, so Stevie has joined me tonight. Before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to us every Friday night at 6:30 Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/Unscripted Podcast. This week on the Unscripted Wrestling Show, me, Stevie, Clintus, Doug, and Daniel will be talking about October 9th, 2000 edition of Monday Night Raw, where we find out who hit Stone Cold Steve Austin when he got hit by a car in Survivor Series 99. That was one of the best episodes for Raw. I can't wait to watch it again and talk about it. And then Saturday, every Saturday, or when we have a chance, me, Daniel, and Doug will do Unlimited podcast on the show, either 7 o'clock p.m. this Saturday, possibly. We're not sure yet. And every Sunday at 3 p.m., join Daniel and Mindy for the Scaredy Cat Show. And then every Tuesday or Wednesday, me and Clintus and maybe and Stevie, if you can join us, do the NFL Hard Hits show. Yeah. So if you'd like to come on the TV every week, that would be cool.
I'm available Tuesdays and Wednesdays if you want me to come on. I mean,
I'll let you know when we do the show.
Okay.
It'd be cool to have a third guy.
Yeah.
And then listen to our buddies at the Dirty Dudes and slash Hollywood Hangouts with Smirk and Boxman. Every Wednesday night, they do the wrestling show for Dirty Dudes. About 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time after AEW Dynamite. Tonight, I'll be joining them again for a third straight week. I'm going to try to make this a weekly thing, hopefully. If I'm not, so I'll be joining them tonight. It's Mark and Bossman. And every Friday or Saturday, depending on when Box is available, join them for the Hollywood Hangouts. I'm not sure if they're doing it Friday or Saturday tonight, this week. But join them. It can be both shows / podcasts can be found on Mr.com or on any podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, all that good shit. And that's it. Follow us on Facebook, / oldschoolwrestling.com. Stevie, what's your wrestling group?
I'm starting a podcast January 11th. It's going to be the Wrestling Fan Club podcast. I'm doing a top 10 worst wrestling gimmicks in professional wrestling history. I was going to do the Ric Flair one, but I decided to pull it because of circumstances.
The controversy.
So
yeah.
That's
fine.
So I figure we'll try that and
understandable.
See how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
listen to that when that comes out in January of this year. That should be fun. What else? Follow us on Twitter @EUPPodcast on Twitter. October 22nd will be our top 20 greatest wrestlers of all time countdown by fans. There's a couple polls on Facebook. There's a top 40 I put together from the two previous polls I put in, from old school in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I did the top 40 from those two and put it in Solid Monsters group to go there and vote for your top 20 wrestlers. Are you in that group, Stevie?
Which group is it?
Solid Monster.
Oh, yeah, I'm in there.
Okay. Find the poll and vote for your top 20. That will be revealed on October 22nd. We might have some special guests lined up. Are you available? Are you going to be on this show, Stevie?
Which show?
October 22nd.
Yeah, I'm available October 22nd. If you want me to come on. I'm available.
It's top 20 greatest wrestlers of all time. Countdown. So.
Yeah. I heard Doug talking about it. So yeah, I'll be available.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. We might have some special guests lined up. I am not going to reveal it yet because I want to make confirmation that they're going to come on. But Boxman should be coming on. Stevie, and then obviously Doug and Daniel and myself. I've been running this one, and maybe Clint, if he's not working, we're available, and maybe a few others to be announced in the next 2 weeks. So for that, so with that said, we'll get started. Stevie, what were your thoughts on week number 4 of the NFL season? We're already a month in to the season. Already, wow. That fast.
Yeah. I thought they had some really good games in week 4. You had Buffalo like totally blow out the Houston Texans like 40-0.
Yeah.
Did
you watch that game?
Yeah, I did. Houston like couldn't do anything against us. Yeah. And Allen, he's, like, incredible. Yeah. He's, like, you know, playing a really good game. So, it's, like, Houston, they're not doing too great this year.
No.
But,
go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah. So, what did you think of the Buccaneers and Patriots game this week?
I was disappointed. It was an overwhelming game. I mean, obviously, because it was raining. I thought it was going to be more high scoring. I thought Tom Brady was going to throw like 7 touchdowns and come have a big homecoming and all that. But that was like overhyped and overblown. I mean, the rain had a lot to do with it. I think it would have been a different game if it wasn't raining. I think he might have thrown 5 touchdowns if it was raining. But, and no Gronk either. No Gronk was the big, big, big factor in the game plan. Obviously, Tom Brady plays better when his boy Gronk is in the lineup. That's why you wanted him to come to Tampa Bay with him. They've been together for over a decade. They've won multiple titles together. They're boys. They're best friends. So, yeah, I thought it was an overwhelming game. I actually thought for a second they just might pull it out. But the Buccaneers found a way to win. Give credit where credit's due. The Patriots stuck it there. They stopped Tom Brady. They got to him a couple times. And I give credit to the Patriots and Bill Belichick. That defense was impressive on Sunday.
And for the Patriots, Mac Jones looked really impressive. I mean, for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, Mac Jones looked really impressive, you know.
Oh, definitely.
He almost got his team, like, back in it. I mean, they had the lead, but Tampa Bay came back and scored another touchdown. So I think he might not be good this year, but next year he's going to be great because he's going to have
Definitely.
On Pat. So, yeah.
Exactly. What else game were you impressed with? Did you watch last Thursday's game? Jacksonville and Bengals?
Yes, I did. That game was really good, despite an early injury to DJ Chark, though. But,
that was unfortunate.
Yeah,
he's a good wide receiver.
When a player gets injured. But it's like
Jacksonville played better than I thought they would.
Yeah, they almost came back and won. I mean, Cincinnati like barely beat them 24-21.
Yeah, I thought the Bengals were asleep in the first half. They couldn't do anything in the first half. They scored zero, and weren't they down like 14-0 at halftime or something?
Yeah, I believe they were.
Yeah, 14-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
But the Bengals scored 14 straight in the second half, and they tied it. So the Bengals, I mean, the Jaguars are not good enough to hold a lead like that, but on the road, especially on the road. The Bengals finally woke up in the second half. Joe Burrow showed why he was the number one pick. Trevor Lawrence had his best game of his career in his short career so far. He was impressive, despite losing his receiver. Yeah, I thought Jacksonville gave it all that they had. Short week on the road. They played their best game this season, I thought.
Yeah.
And what else? Do you see any of the Eagles and Chiefs game?
The Eagles and Chiefs
what were you gonna
game.
Say?
Yeah, I did watch that game. I thought it was a good game. The Chiefs were, like, bound to put forth a terrific performance in this game after two consecutive losses. But the Eagles, I thought for sure the Eagles would, like, come back and win the game, but unfortunately that didn't happen. But
As an Eagles fan, I was impressed with Jalen Hurts bounced back from his pissed performance on Monday night. So I'll give him credit. He has to continue to improve. Maybe he will. Maybe I don't know. It's still a long season. Ask me in 15 weeks if he's still the guy or not. Right now, I don't think he is, but again, 15 weeks from now, I could change my mind. From an outside perspective, an outside fan, what are your thoughts on Jalen Hurts?
My thoughts on Jalen Hurts? I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I just think, you know, he's in a tough division, and I think he's gonna give it. You need to give him time. You know, he's gonna eventually be good. He's only in his second season. You can't ask much from him. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You can't expect him to be Tom Brady. He's
learning
as
he goes. Nobody's Tom Brady.
No,
Tom Brady's the GOAT.
I think the Eagles got the right quarterback. I think they do.
I hope so.
Because
I would hate to go and draft another quarterback and go through all this again, see if he's the guy, blah, blah, blah. I want Hurts to be the guy. I do. But I'm taking it week by week.
I want immediate success for Jalen Hurts. I mean, I got nothing bad to say about him, you know?
Yeah, last week I did kind of trash him, but he did play like trash against the Cowboys. But again, I'm taking it week by week. So one week I could be critical, one week I could be praising him. So it all depends on how he performs. Game by game. But he has to improve on his long and on his throwing, because he can't throw the long ball. He underthrows a lot of passes, but can he improve on that? Yeah, it's called growth, but we'll see. Go ahead.
It takes time for a quarterback to develop. So, but let's talk about Seattle and San Francisco. You didn't see that?
No, go ahead. Sorry. No, I was at work.
You didn't see,
No, you can talk about it.
I think
I'll let you talk
Garoppolo,
about it before
I think, Garoppolo had a calf injury, unfortunately. But, San Francisco gave Seattle, like, a great game, even though they lost. I thought for sure they were going to win that game, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately.
Yes. But which games did you see?
I saw the Monday night game. I was watching Red Zone for a 1 o'clock games when I went to work. So that's basically all I saw in the Sunday night game, obviously, we already talked about, and Thursday night game.
Okay.
But give me your thoughts on the 4 o'clock game. What game do you want to talk about?
The 4 o'clock
game?
The
four is yours.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, what were the games at the 4 o'clock game? Because,
let's see.
Denver
and Baltimore.
Yeah, let's talk about
Cardinals
Denver
and
Baltimore for a second.
Okay.
And the Cardinals and Rams, right?
Yeah, and Packers and Steelers.
That's right. Okay, let's start with Packers and Steelers.
Okay.
So the Steelers potentially appeared as they would be competing with the Packers in this game. They scored on an early touchdown on a deep Dante Johnson scoring throw. Their defense with T.J. Watt back on the field was likely slow down. The Packers and their depleted offensive line with an early lead. The Steelers seemed like they could control the game. But, however, the Packers would, like, prove them wrong. So they dominated the Steelers. The Steelers, like, couldn't do anything against them. Rodgers looked like he was in good shape. He was, like, ready to win that game. But Roethlisberger, he struggled. He didn't do that great. So, unfortunately for that, the Steelers didn't win. They lost 27-17. I thought this game was pretty decent. I had nothing bad to say about it. So, and actually, I picked the Steelers this week to win. So, yeah.
This week?
I mean, I picked
the
Packers, I think. Yeah, last week. So, I actually picked the Packers last week. But, yeah, that was a great game. I mean, I enjoyed it. So.
How about, what else did you say? The Cardinals and Rams.
Cardinals and Rams? Okay.
No. You can do Denver and Baltimore. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll do Denver and Baltimore. The Ravens.
Okay.
Let's talk about Denver and Baltimore. The Ravens had a streak of 42 consecutive games with 100 rushing yards entering the contest. They had an extremely difficult matchup against the Broncos, who were able to bottle up Baltimore's ground attack throughout the afternoon. And Vic Fangio, his outstanding defense was able to limit Lamar Jackson's scrambles, while Baltimore's running backs stood no chance versus Denver's front seven. So this perhaps would have been enough time Baltimore's offense in the past. But Jackson was terrific as a passer in this game. He hit numerous deep throws, including a 49-yard bomb to Marquise Brown. Jackson, who eclipsed 300-yard plateau, missed out on an even better stats because of some drops and penalties. I mean, there was a couple of misses, but that didn't end up mattering at all in this game. So,
right.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson had a pretty decent game. So they were able to beat Denver 23-7. And they were like game day ready, Baltimore. But
Bridgewater got hurt,
Denver,
right?
What was that?
Teddy Bridgewater got hurt.
Yeah, he did get hurt, and I was very disappointed because he had three decent games going in starting off the season. I mean,
yeah, I had him in fantasy. So.
Yeah, and it's like he seems to be always injured.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, so, right. So,
what else?
Then we have the Cardinals and I think the Rams.
Yep.
So, you want to talk about that? Well, the Rams seem likely they were invisible coming off their big win against Buccaneers. But no one told that to Arizona. The Cardinals were the superior squad in this matchup, winning in every face in this blowout. I mean, Kyler Murray, who had never defeated the Rams in his career, was nearly flawless against this great defense despite missing two starting offensive linemen heading into this game. Murray beat the Rams for the first time. Talented secondary, seriously, despite missing two offensive linemen. The Rams consistently swarmed the backfield, but Murray used his legs to either buy time and hit his receivers with his nice pass or scramble for considerable gains. So I thought Murray played a great game. But the Rams, I mean, they couldn't come back in this, and they ended up beating like the Rams 37-20. So I was surprised that the Rams couldn't beat them. So I thought
yeah.
that was a great game.
I thought Murray was due to beat the Rams, so that's why I picked the Rams. That's why I picked Arizona last week. That's
yeah.
what they were due.
The Cardinals are going to be good this year.
Oh yeah, I'm very high on Murray. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks. I wasn't high on him when it's rookie season, but he proved me wrong. That's what I'm hoping Hurst does too.
Any
final thoughts on that? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I think Hurts can be good like Murray is. Just, give him a couple seasons. He'll be all right,
Let's hope so, because Eagle fans can't take
losing anymore. Yeah, I know.
That's any final thoughts, and then we'll give our MVP and MVP of the week player, and then one team of the week. Any final thoughts on week four before we do that?
Not exactly. We can move on to that if you want to.
Oh, go ahead. I'll let you pick MVP of the week first, your MVP of the week.
My MVP of last week?
Yeah,
a
player. Or it could be a co-MVP if you want.
My MVP of week four has to be Tom Brady. And that, I'm going with Tom Brady as my MVP for week four.
Cool. That's a good choice. My MVP of the week is I'm going to go Kyle Murray. He went in there. He went on the road against a divisional opponent, as he said, was 0-8 going into that game. Never beat the Rams in his career until last week. He went on the road, beat them. Not only beat them, they dominated that game, and he was impressive. I'm going to say Kyle Murray. So my team of the week, it's the Buffalo Bills. Dominant fashion, 40-0 at home, second shutout of the season. It should be 4-0, but they let that Steelers game slip away, but we won't talk about that. But yeah, they should be 4-0. But yeah, they're my team of the week.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. They'd be my team of the week too. I mean, even though they had that unfortunate game against the Steelers, but they did beat Miami week two, and they did beat Houston. So I mean, but this week they're going to have a tough matchup against Kansas City.
Yep. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Right.
So, the first game tomorrow, I mean, first game of the week is week five. It's the Rams and Seahawks from Seattle. This divisional game, divisional rival. I think it's going to be a tremendous game. I think it's going to be higher scoring than last week. I think Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks of our generation. Matthew Stafford, I think he's kind of underrated. Sometimes he's overrated, but I think it's going to be a shootout. I'm going to go with the Rams here because I think the Rams bounce back. Seattle coming off a big win against San Francisco. So, and Seattle's not the same at home anymore. I'm taking the Rams to win 30-23.
Actually, I have to go with the Rams to win 33-23. Only, I mean, this is a chance for Stafford to get his first victory against Seattle.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
What do you think, 33-23? 33-23. Okay, so yep. We have similar score, almost similar score. I have 30-23. So, almost close.
Yeah.
So, the next game. Oh, go ahead.
Game is what's the next game?
Oh, no. What were you going to say before that?
Oh, besides, this is Stafford's chance to prove himself this year because of his, you know, to see how good of a quarterback he really is because he wasn't that good in Detroit, so.
A lot
of pressure on him this year.
Next game, Eagles and Panthers. This is going to be a tough road game for the Eagles. Panthers are coming off tough game against the Cowboys, which they almost came back. Oh, we didn't even talk about that game. Did you see that game?
Which game? The Cowboys game?
Yeah.
Yes, I actually saw that game. I thought it was a decent game, to be perfectly honest. I mean, the Cowboys played, like, really good in that game.
Yeah.
They're finding ways to win. So.
Yeah.
I mean.
As an Eagles fan, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
But. I think the Panthers bounce back here. I think they win 23-15.
Right. I think the Panthers do bounce back and win this week, too. So, I'm not saying they're Super Bowl bound, but they're going to finish strong this year, Carolina. So, we'll have to see how that plays out. You know what I mean?
The London game, the Falcons and Jets. I feel sorry for those London fans. Have to watch this game. I'm going to take the Falcons to win 22-12.
Actually, you know what? I have to disagree. I think the Jets are going to beat the Falcons this week. I mean, the Falcons can't hit. The Falcons seem to be struggling. You know what I mean? Because they're in a rebuilding year. So I think the Jets are gonna. I think they're gonna beat Atlanta 31-24 this week.
Nice.
And they had a great game against Tennessee last week, though.
Yeah. Here's my upset of the week. Packers going to Cincinnati. Bengals have 10 days off. I think the Bengals upset the Packers 27-24. I mean, crazy, but I see that happening.
I mean, I could see where you're coming from, but I think Green Bay is going to win. I mean, they're going to win this game 28-25. I mean, I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to have to go with the Packers this week. I mean, I'm not saying Cincinnati can win this game, but the Packers are pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Lions and Vikings. Lions are 0-4, probably the worst team in football, in the NFL besides the Jags. Unfortunately, they're not going to get their first win here. I think the Vikings dominate this game. I have the Vikings winning 24-10.
You know what? I have the Vikings winning 26-22.
Nice.
I don't like the Lions' chances this year.
Yeah.
So.
I know what you mean. The Steelers and Broncos. Big Ben looks old. The Steelers offense looks weak. I think they beat Broncos 17-10. Both offenses suck. So, yeah, I see
17-10. The Steelers, yeah, I would agree. I would agree, 17-10. I don't think they're going to have Bridgewater this week. So it looks like they might be playing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they might be going with their backup. Hopefully he doesn't have a serious injury and he can play the rest of the season with.
I think it's just a concussion. Buccaneers and Dolphins. Buccaneers battle of Florida. I think the Buccaneers dominate Dolphins here and win 34-7.
I actually got Tampa Bay winning 30-19. I mean, unless Tom Brady has a great game this week and he blows them out like 42-0, but. I don't like Miami.
Washington and the Saints. I don't like the way the Saints are playing. So I'm going to go with the Washington football team to win 15-13.
I actually picked the Saints to win. Yeah, I actually picked the Saints to win this week.
You did?
Yeah, I picked the Saints to win late. Washington will give them a good game, though.
Titans and Jags. I think, you know what? I think the Jags get their first wins this week.
What's your score? What do you think they'll win by?
23-20.
I actually went with the Titans this week, because I see no hope in Jacksonville having like a winning, like winning all their games this year. So I have the Titans like winning like 30-26.
Okay. Yeah, AEW is more successful than the Jaguars franchise.
Yeah, all Elite Wrestling's blowing the Jaguars out of the water.
Tony Khan is beating his dad.
Yeah.
There's a little wrestling nugget there.
Right.
Urban Meyer versus Tony Khan.
Oh, geez. You know, Urban Meyer is like the headline of this week. I mean,
yeah, with we won't get into that, but
yeah, we're not going to get into that.
I have to.
Yeah.
there was two big releases last night. Gilmore, who just got traded to the Panthers for a sixth round pick next year. Stephon Gilmore, the cornerback for the Patriots, got traded to the Panthers. And Dallas Cowboys released linebacker Jalen Smith late last night. Two big transactions last night happened. I mean, trade happened this morning. So, but Jalen Smith released by the Cowboys. I forgot to mention that earlier.
I'm okay with Stephon Gilmore getting traded, but a sixth is not bad. But I think they could have got like a second round pick for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's because it's injured and his contract.
Yeah, his contract's, like, pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. The Patriots and Titans, Texans. I think the Patriots win this game 15-3.
Which game you have them winning? Was 15-3?
Patriots and Texans.
Yeah, you know what, I think it's going to be more than 15-23. I think it's going to be like probably like 31-7. I think Mac Jones is going to have a great game this week.
Yeah, I think this is going to be his coming out party.
Yeah. It's like the
Bears and Raiders.
Bears and Raiders.
Oh, go ahead. No, what were you going to say?
It's like the Texans have, like, no will to win at all. So.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get the number one pick.
Yeah, I think so. Bears and Raiders?
Yeah.
I actually got the Raiders winning this week, like, 28-21 this week against the Bears.
I got 26-19.
I could see that happen.
I think it's going to be a good game.
That's not, I think so, too.
The Browns and Chargers, I think this could be the game of the week. This is going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to say Chargers win. I think the Browns are going to go into L.A. and beat the Chargers 20-17.
I actually picked the Browns to win, too, this week. I would say 21-14 against the Chargers. Going to be a close game.
I think so, too. Now, Giants and Cowboys. I think the Cowboys blow out the Giants. I think they win 38-17.
Yeah, I'd probably go with that score too. I mean, the Giants, I think the Cowboys are definitely going to beat the Giants this week.
Exactly. I'd be surprised.
Yeah. So, I'll have to go with the Cowboys.
Another good game, the 49ers and Cardinals. Cardinals are due for a loss, but it's not going to come this week.
You know what?
I'm going to say they win. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
What do you think the Cardinals will win by this week? Are you going with the Cardinals?
Yeah, 27-14.
But I am a 49ers fan, but I'm going with the Cardinals to beat San Francisco 28-24.
Okay. So you're a Bills fan?
I am a Bills fan, but I also like the 49ers. The only team I hate, the only team I hate is the New England Patriots. That's the only team I hate. I don't like them. So,
you
yeah,
still
I hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. Sunday Night Football, yeah. Bills and Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. It's going to be a great game. I got the Bills winning 38-31.
Nothing against you, Buffalo Bills fans. I got nothing against you. I'm going to have to go with the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Bills 31-28 this week to win the game. 31-28. I'm going with the Chiefs this week. It's going to be a close game. I mean, I just think it's going to be the same results as last year in the AFC Championship game. So I'll have to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think.
Unless they can prove me wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you. And then the Monday Night Football game, the Ravens and Colts, Carson Wentz versus Lamar Jackson. I think it's going to be a pretty decent game. I think the Ravens win 24-17.
Actually, I think the Ravens win 30-18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
Let me see here. I don't think you did miss anything.
Okay.
No, you didn't miss anything.
I'll ask you this. What game are you looking forward to the most this week? Pick two games.
I'm actually looking forward to the Bills game this week, and that's at 8:20. And the other game I'm looking forward to is let's see here. If I had to pick another game, it would probably be Los Angeles Rams and Seattle Seahawks.
That's the other game
I'm going to put on.
Mine is the Rams Seahawks. And yeah, mine is basically the same as yours.
We think alike.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts or before we head out? And thank you again for coming on,
Stevie. Yeah, no problem. Anytime. If you want me to come on again, just ask.
Of course, I will.
Actually, I got no final thoughts this week.
Okay.
Do you have any final thoughts or?
As I said, I'm looking forward to two games we mentioned. Also, I think San Francisco and the Cardinals are going to be a good game because it's a divisional game. I'm looking forward to seeing how Hurts plays against a good defense. See if the Panthers can bounce back. What else do we talk about? What else game? The Bengals and Green Bay, I think that's going to be a decent game. The Browns and Chargers, as I said, I think that's an underrated game. There's a couple games that are intriguing this week that should be great. So, Stevie, you enjoyed the game. And thank you again for coming on. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk to you guys on Friday night, and I'll talk to you on Friday night, Stevie. Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you Friday. No problem.
Later, everybody. And listen to me on the Dirty Dudes tonight with Mark and Boss Man on Mr.com/Dirty Dudes. If you want to listen to that, Stevie.
Yeah, I'll definitely listen.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night, everybody.
You too. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Yeah.